This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends of all the few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia. Folks, it has been a week of weeks. I got lots to tell you, but before I get to that, I want to let you know that we're going to get to part four of my message that we give across the country. Why am I at colleges? Why am I at high schools? Why do the Tea Partiers call us up? Why am I doing radio interviews? Why am I doing television all across the country? Because it's my job, through commandment, to wake up the dead church, namely this country, to the realization that we have a job to do. We are to occupy till he comes, and that's exactly what we are doing. I want to let you know again, friends, just a reminder, we're going to get to part four in just a couple minutes here. I want to give you kind of a layout as to what we did over the last week, because I found some interesting stuff concerning the fact that, again, we're in Williamsburg, Virginia. So I also want to let you know, too, friends, aside of that, because, again, I've got so much I want to share with you, if you would like to call in at any time, please go to 1-866-582-9933. We are set up on Comrax. It's called Stack. We can take your phone calls here. 1-866-582-9933. Again, broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia. And, yes, if this is the first time that you've ever listened to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, do keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, P.S., if you want to check us out online, we have a website. It's a media source. It's called SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also check me out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. Well, here we go. We flew into Washington, D.C. last Friday. We get up the next morning. We go to Maryland, the state of Maryland. We do a meeting there. The next morning we wake up. We're in a church in Virginia. And then before we know it, we're in Williamsburg, Virginia. And during the layover to the colleges that we'll be doing in the up and coming days, actually on Monday, I'll be doing some colleges in Lynchburg, Virginia. Interestingly enough, when we got to Williamsburg, boy, did I find out real quick, are we rich in our Christian heritage here? First thing we did is we actually went to Jamestown, Virginia, where when we had walked into this village, it's a replica of what, not the Pilgrims, friends, the Saints. For those that did not know, the Pilgrims were originally called the Saints, and they were called the Saints for a reason. I'm about to tell you why. When we walked into this replica of a village, interestingly enough, we've seen the ships, so on and so forth, and when we walked into this town, the first thing we noticed was the huge church. It was the first thing you seen. You couldn't miss it. I knew what I was going to see. We walked inside of the church. Up on the wall plastered were, guess what, friends? They were the two tablets of God's moral law in which Moses bestowed upon us by the divine God of heaven in Jesus' name. In the center of that, you know what I noticed in between? What I noticed in between the two tablets of the moral law of God was none other than the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:9-13. And this is what it said. It said, "Our Father, which art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever." That was right in between the moral law of God. And then when we walked out the back door, you know what I seen there, friends? The full counsel of God. Acts 2:38. It said, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And I thought to myself, how is it that we don't see that right in front of our faces? Well, I knew it was there, and I knew that's exactly what our forefathers established, namely the saints, you know, them as the pilgrims. Now, aside of that, I also noticed that when we went to Jamestown, there was another town here in Virginia called Yorktown. And Yorktown is where the American colonies, allied with the French, broke the back of the British over 240 years ago. 13 colonies, less than 3% of the population, called upon the name of the Lord as they flew the flags. Guess what, friends? Appeal to heaven, and what else? No king but King Jesus. Now, there's a reason they said that, and I'm about to prove to you and solidify your Christian faith in just a moment here. When I went there, I noticed demographically how perfectly they set that up. And that's actually where Cornwallis, he gave forth a surrender to none other than George Washington. Of course, he let his subordinate do that. And when his subordinate went to George Washington gave it to his subordinate. You want to talk about a godly answer at the right time for the right season in the right place? That's exactly what George did. But this is what I want you to hear. When I went to the corner of where Yorktown was, there was a huge obelisk. There was a huge statue there. And when I looked at the statue, I thought, well, what's inscribed on that statue? Again, this is where the French, along with the American colonies, broke the back of the British. Okay? And what it was inscribed on this statue, friends, was this. It said, "To His Excellency George Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the combined forces of American and France, commanding the auxiliary troops of His Most Christian Majesty in America." That's what they said of George Washington once again. Now, friends, I want, because the reason I combat this is because there's a lot of stupid, ignorant, dull, insensible individuals in the professed Christian world that don't know their left hand from their right hand. So I want to give it to you this way. When my little boys, when they in the springtime see the farmers out in the fields, they're plowing the field. And what I'll say to them is, now, guys, look, they're plowing the field, the farmers are. And the next thing after they plow is they're going to plant the seed. And then what we do is we wait 6 months to see what sort of seed they planted. And at harvest time, I'll go back in the fall time and I'll say, "Now, kids, what kind of seed did those farmers plow last spring?" And a little common sense comes into play. And you know what my kids will tell me? They will tell me exactly what sort of seed was planted in the springtime by the harvest. America, 78% of you profess your Christianity because you had Christian forefathers. A little common sense comes into play that that's exactly who our forefathers were. I'm going to tell you more before we get to part four, broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia, folks. Just telling you about our little trip here and our little discover of his dash story. Once again, we're seeing our Christian heritage from A to Z in both Jamestown and in Yorktown. And I'm going to get to Williamsburg in just a moment before we get to part four of the message that we've been given across the country. So friends, bear with me here. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, we are set up on Comrac Stack. That means we can take your phone calls at any time that you'd like to break into the conversation. If you are just so enthralled with the information that I'm giving to you, just do enjoy the radio program, but do something with the information that we're giving unto you. Okay, friends? Let's get back to this. We were in Yorktown, and that's where the French and the American colonies broke the back of Mr. Cornwallis, the British. Okay? Because we were throwing off a tyrant across the pond who would not be ruled by God. Now, most people in this country, by the way, think that taxation without representation, by the way, when I was in Yorktown, they have reenactment players, they're actors, and they act out the part of being back during the revolution in the 1700s. And one of the actors asked one of the boys in my family, he said, do you know one of the reasons that they actually threw off the British, the French, and the American colonies? And one of the boys said, yeah, it was taxation without representation. And he said, that's exactly right. And I told the actor, I said, but did you know the number one reason that our forefathers threw off the tyrant across the pond, King George? I said it was for religious freedom. Under the Christian faith, right? The Baptists and the Catholics and the Lutherans and the Wesleyans and the Faithers and so on and so forth. The Anglicans, the Presbyterians. You know, they wanted religion. They wanted it free. They wanted to follow the dictates of their conscience as between them and their Creator under the Christian umbrella. And he didn't know that, but I had to share that with him. Now, friends, what's also interesting to note is when I was in Yorktown at this museum, I noticed on the wall was inscribed. Now, I want you to listen carefully because you see the American government attempting to do the exact opposite as to what our forefathers established. Now do keep in mind, this is why professors, this is why American government today, and I'm talking about corruption once again, is trying to tear down real history, and they're attempting to, the revisionists are attempting to recreate American history that looks just like them devilish self, and that's just not going to fly, and that's just not the case. And notice that in America today, they're even trying to appoint a guy by the name of Merrick Garland, Barack Hussein Obama's appointee, for the Supreme Court Justice, and we talked about that over the last couple of days. Go ahead and check down the podcast and listen to those shows. But interestingly enough, they're trying to disarm you while our forefathers were arming you. And I also want you to note, too, that when our forefathers called for war, they were the first ones to go to war. They weren't the first ones to take your kids and go fight for some unconstitutional war on the behalf of the military-industrial complex. They weren't doing that then. That's what they do now because the American people have allowed it to go that far. But I want to go back to this because this is one of the quotes that was inside of the Yorktown Museum. Our cause we leave to heaven is what they said, and our rifles. Listen again. Our cause we leave to heaven and our rifles. They were showing the world their faith by their works, correct? And also notice another quote with an image of George Washington and a huge cannon. Canon law is ecclesiastical law, friends. It's church law, which is kind of symbolic. But interestingly enough, there's a big, huge mural of none other than George Washington in front of a huge live cannon. It was a 12-pounder. And that was the size, that was the weight and the size of the balls that they would use in these cannons. You know what it said right behind the cannon and right next to George Washington? To declare our independence was one thing. To achieve it was quite another. America, can you imagine? Can you imagine the price paid for the very freedoms that you have right now? Do you not see the gift that God has bestowed upon you? What are you doing with that gift of freedom, friends? Because those that sacrificed to give us what we have today, they passed us the baton and they said, through their sacrifice, John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. You do for your generation what we did for years. That's the voice of our forefathers. Now, let me take it a step forward. Let me go back to Williamsburg. Yesterday, we were in Williamsburg, Virginia. And what we did is we walked down the long street, and I was gobbling up as much history as I possibly could get. You know, as a matter of fact, we ended up at a courthouse in Williamsburg. And we noticed that there was a head and an arm stock and a leg stock as well. And there was a reenactment actor that was there. And we had asked her the question, so what are those stocks, those head and those arms and the leg stocks for? She said, those are for those that commit the act of perjury, those that would lie in court, or those that are known liars. And she said what they would do, and this is a misdemeanor, America, not a felony, a misdemeanor, a misdemeanor. By the way, those that serve we the people, saying the same thing, just a different branch of this trunk, friends, did you know that your politicians, not statesmen, they don't work for you, America. What we see today are politicians that work for special interest. You know it, I know it, and they know that you know it. You know that they can be impeached for the smallest of infractions, even misdemeanors. Article 2, Section 4. Going back to the courthouse in Williamsburg, Virginia, I said, what are those stockades for? She said, that's for those that commit perjury, those that lie under oath. She said what they do is they take them, and if they can't afford to pay the fine, they go to the workhouse for 6 months. And she said if they don't pay the fine along with serving the 6 months, what they do is they take the violator, the liar, the one that commits the act of perjury, lying under oath, and they will take them and put them in the stockades. And what they'll do is they'll take a nail, and they'll take one ear, and they'll nail it to the stock for 1 hour. And she said when they're done with that, they'll cut the nail off. They'll split it and pull the nail off or the ear off the nail. And she said in many cases what they'll do is they'll just cut the ear off. And she said when they're done with the one ear, they'll go to the other side and they'll nail that ear to the stockade as well. And she said the reason for this, after that hour is up, they will actually cut the ear, slit it, and pull the nail out, or they'll just cut the ear off. Because they did not want them to go to another colony or another city or another state and commit the act of perjury all over again. It was a way of marking people that they cannot be trusted. Hey, folks, if that was the case today in American government, your representatives in the House, in the Senate, in the judicial, the legislative, in the executive office, you would be seeing a whole bunch of politicians today without any ears whatsoever. As a matter of fact, they wouldn't be there because our forefathers, for those that did not know, again, re-solidifying your position as a Christian in this country, did you know that the magistrates were set up with canon law in the colonies in the United States of America for what it was at that particular time? In other words, they were enforcing God's moral law. And they would not, our forefathers would not tolerate, the Puritan preachers would not tolerate the smallest of infractions concerning crime in your country. I want to tell you why. They didn't tolerate the smallest of infraction concerning crimes because they knew the price that was paid to give us the freedom in which we had. They knew the importance of magnifying the laws of God's moral law against all crime. So our posterity, their posterity, coming up to us, friends, would remain in a free land. Free to do the right thing. Charles D. Montesquieu said liberty is the right to do the what? The right thing. Liberty is the right to do that which abides by the law, not to violate it. We have freedom to walk in holiness. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, friends. Now we see the government doing exactly the opposite of what our forefathers established. And how are they getting away with it? Because the American people, here is the answer to your dilemma in this country. Look at the price paid for the freedoms and what you have today. And for some reason or other, the American people believe it's okay for this criminal in the White House to desecrate, to trample the Constitution in which hundreds of thousands of our forefathers, our relatives, fought, bled, and died ratifying. America, government doesn't have a right to violate, to desecrate, to step upon the blood of the backs of our relatives to go ahead and do exactly what they want to do when they want and how they want. And by the way, friends, I'm telling you exactly what was going on in Williamsburg. When I come back, I'm going to bring you down to give me liberty or give me death in Williamsburg, Virginia, folks. Put your seatbelt on because we're rocking this one. Be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia. 1-866-582-9933. We are hooked up on Stack. If you'd like to interject thoughts at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, going back over to Williamsburg, Virginia, and just gobbling up and eating up as much history as I possibly can take in. Folks, there's just no getting away from our Christian heritage in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, William and Mary College, where Thomas Jefferson went, we were actually there as well as President Tyler, and other presidents were also a part of that college as well. And it's interesting what you see on the walls. It's interesting what you see everywhere you go. It's interesting the history that's given to you when you ask the actors, the reenactment actors that were actually, you know, they're acting out the fact that they were there during the revolution. They're dressed the part. They talk the part. It's pretty cool stuff. But they're pretty intelligent people along the way, too. And all the way through, friends, the Christian faith, the Christian faith, the Christian faith, the Christian faith, the Christian faith. And we understand now when we go to the Matrix of Liberty, which happens to be right next to the Plymouth Rock, which was established where the Mayflower is, but a block and a half away, that octagonal statue. And we see the understand that octagonal statue as well. That's another show. But the fact of the matter is, folks, it's all orientated, and it's all established through our Christian faith. And they understood what it was like to actually conquer, that we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And not by, not, I mean, I'm not talking about the arms of the flesh, friends. I'm talking not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, what God established through his church. But I want to tell you something, just like what our forefathers said in Yorktown, our cause we lead to heaven and our rifles. They had to fight the good fight of faith. And by the way, we talked about this over the last couple of days away, how the over the last couple of days on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com concerning how your government today, tyrannical government, has using your means against you, and it's a means in which you have lost. And what I'm highlighting right now is the fact that it was, and I'm getting up to Patrick Henry, where he said, guard with jealousy the attention, the public liberty. And he said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel, liberty, friends. He said, unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. And he said, whenever you give up that force, which America you have given up, he said, you're ruined. He said, whenever you give up that force, America, you're ruined. The great object, said Patrick Henry, is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun. He said that June 5th, 1778, speech to the Virginia Ratifying Convention. Now, going back again to Williamsburg, Virginia, friends, the famous quote from none other than Patrick Henry, where he said, give me liberty or give me death. Do you know what precedes that statement? I want you to hear it carefully, okay? He said this March 23rd, 1779. He said, it is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace, said Patrick Henry. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Patrick Henry goes on, our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle, America? Why stand here we idle? What is the gentleman's wish? He asked. What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Folks, that's exactly what this government is attempting to do with your posterity, but you first. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, said Patrick Henry. Almighty God, he said, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. This is a speech at the Second Virginia Convention at St. John's Church in Virginia, March 23rd, 1779. How is it that we don't understand what our forefathers were or who they are in the sense of living out the spirit of our forefathers? Because the Bible tells us in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, it says that a book of remembrance is written concerning who? Those that fear the Lord. And yet we see the fear of the Lord where they depart from iniquity, which, by the way, is the beginning of wisdom. And also by the fear of the Lord, we perfect holiness, which is in the New Testament. And what is the fear of the Lord? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. And also understanding what goes along with that, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, Isaiah 56. Friends, what is it that we don't understand? Our forefathers were Puritans. They didn't play with sin. And keep in mind, the purpose of government was to restrain men from sin, not to advocate sin. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. We've seen administration, folks, over the last four, five, six administrations advocating that which God condemns at every given turn. That's why America is being turned into hell, is because the wicked, who are the wicked? The wicked are those that know to do the right thing, but they do not. And to you, by the way, in the book of James, it tells us that is sin, and it will be laid to your charge. And we know that Jesus said those that live in sin, they're going to die in their sin. Folks, let that not be our lot. Let it not be the lot of our posterity. When I understand, and by the way, what I collected as far as knowledge that fell to my heart, God already spoke to my heart. What I knew in my head, I just didn't know until I actually read it. Because we know that God speaks to the heart, not the head. Again, friends, keep in mind, God speaks to the heart, not the head. The head comes second. What are we seeing today, America? Just the exact opposite of our Christian heritage. Every single step of the way. Keep in mind, magistrates during the foundation of this country through the colonies. They were enforcing canon law, ecclesiastical law, friends. God's moral law was applied. Well, some will say, we're not a theocracy. Really? Why don't you talk to your forefathers? I want to say this, too. If you're not ruled by God, then let me ask you the question, then who are you ruled by? Tyranny, tyrants. You know, it was Robert Winthrop, the Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, that said, either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by bayonets. Again, there is no in-between. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Listen to what the Lord said right after that, friends, and I say this in love. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Repent for what? Your lukewarmness, friends. Wake up to what your forefathers established. I desire for my kids and your kids to know what our forefathers established. We talk about what grandpa and grandma knew in their day. I want to know in our day what it was. And friends, when you talk to grandpa and grandma, even them, they still talk about our Christian heritage that's been under attack by administration after administration. Let them attack. But friends, remember, like Thomas Jefferson said, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be a republican. You are the law under God, friends. Only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. How do 318 million descendants, friends, of our forefathers roll back and allow less than 1.7% of the population to destroy what we have? How is it that we capitulate when we should stand up and fight the good fight? And do all that we can do and leave the results up to God because he promises that his word will not return void back unto him. But folks, what's desired of heaven is that men might repent of their sin, of their unholiness, that they might know him. Because we know that the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey the word of God, that form of doctrine that's been given unto them. They obey because they love, not because they have to. And through godly repentance, the Holy Ghost comes about to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. To do what? To establish you as one of his own. So you can understand the power that the Puritans were talking about. That real Christians were talking about. And you will have the witness of the Holy Ghost as well. We know that the scripture tells us that to whom the Son, to those that have the Son have life. But to those that don't have the Son, don't have life. And why is that? Because the Holy Ghost is not going to bear witness to your lie. When you're his business, there's no question as if you belong to him and him alone. And when we are consecrated unto him for his purposes, guess what that means? We're his inheritance and he's ours. And do you think for one moment when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, he meant touch not mine anointed? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar. That's exactly what he meant. And by the way, that's why your foreign enemies within this administration are doing everything in their power to upend your history by using these burnt hippies, these supposed college professors that are still burnt out on PCP, teaching your posterity to be grown-ups. And what do they grow up to be? A bunch of good little submissive slaves called communists. And that's exactly what rolling out right now in front of our eyes. Hey, folks, no matter how dire the situation, no matter how bad things look, we still have the victory in Jesus Christ if we're willing to fight, because we know God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And we're not going to know until we actually do the fighting as to who the Father is. And the reason you do the fighting is because you know who the Father is, and he promised, because he will not, as the Bible tells us, even when we're faithless, he still remains faithful. And he's the one that said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Folks, we have the longest standing constitution in the world, modern history, in the world. And why is it that foreign countries all across the globe look to Americans to stand up and do the stuff, as we call it in the ministry, because they know that to whom much is given, much is required. And I want to tell you something, America. You've been given a gift. And because you've been given that gift, much is required. So respond accordingly. Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to set it up for part four of my message across the country concerning colleges, high schools, you name it, folks, from A to Z. We're there. Prisons, high schools, colleges, elementary, television, radio. We're there. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty broadcasting live, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I've been talking about our trip here in Williamsburg, Virginia, and how we spent some time in Jamestown, and then we went over to Yorktown, and then we went to Williamsburg, and we started to delve in a little bit and try to get some more history. If it's not written on the walls, we started to talk to the reenactment actors. And we extracted a whole bunch of information. And I'm going to get into more detail in the up and coming days, but I just wanted to highlight the fact that there's no doubt who we are, where we came from. And folks, if you believe otherwise, you've been tricked out of your faith. And if you're okay with that, it's because of the oldest sin in the book. It's called idolatry. You would have it so. But what you're doing is you're actually playing the fence. You're walking the tight wire, and you're hoping somehow or another that when you die, you're just going to go back into the ground. And atheists like to say, you know, the worms are going to eat you up. But I want to tell you something. That during 1793, Ben Franklin said that there was no such thing as an atheist. And as Preacher Chesterton rightly said, he said that, you know what, if it wasn't for God, there wouldn't be an atheist. And isn't it interesting? They sit there and they war against somebody they say they don't believe in. The fact of the matter is they're warring against a God that convicts them of their sin, and they don't like it. And it doesn't matter if they like it or not. They don't understand who the Father is, the Father who sent the Son and sacrificed for their sins, and to make a way for reconciliatory measures back unto himself. That is love, friends. That is not hate. I mean, to equate that in the natural to a father that has lost his son in natural war, does that father hate the country or does he love his country? Does he love his people because it was his son that actually sacrificed on the behalf of the people that he was fighting for? Well, that's exactly what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary in a much, much greater degree. And I speak as a man, but I'm giving you a parable so you can understand the spiritual through the natural. And aside of that, friends, we were also talking about how this government today in America is trying to talk you out of the force that we are to use. And it was Thomas Jefferson that rightly said, those that fear the government, you have tyranny in that state. That's diabolical. But he said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. That's filial. That's how it's supposed to be. But it's interesting to note that you have a government today that's trying to disarm the American people. And why would they try to do that, especially in the state of terror, right? Well, what they have learned is they have learned from our forefathers what to use against the descendants of the descendants of our forefathers. And I don't know why people can't figure this out, but it's interesting that the government can use all the force that it wants to, and then what they do is after they commit a crime through tyrannical measures, they gather together and they attempt to justify themselves and safeguard themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve. Now, if the roles were the other way around, I'll tell you this, those in government would know not to tamper or violate or to play with even to the smallest infractions, even to the smallest jot or tittle of constitutional law. No, they would be there to magnify it. And the way to stop all of this other stuff going on outside corrupt politicians is to deal with the politicians, because if you have good men in office to serve we the people, enforcing good laws, we can simply get back to God's Ten Commandments, where we can eradicate man's 10,000 policies. And for all you attorneys listening to me right now, you do understand that policy follows law. Law does not follow policy, right? But keep in mind, again, aside of that, friends, it was Edmund Burke that said, kings will become tyrants from policy when subjects become rebels from principles. So what we need to do is we need to take responsibility and get back to our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name and understand that we have been washed in the blood, the immaculate blood of the spotless Lamb. And that we are born of the undefiled seed of the most holy God of heaven and earth. And then and only then will we understand exactly what our forefathers understood. Because if you look at the odds, the 13 colonies were up against the greatest military power in the world concerning the British. But because of the Lord God on high, we can see miracle after miracle that took place to stop the British from establishing here what the colonies were establishing. And we thank God that the French were aligned with us at that particular time to help us throw off the British. And that is our history, friends. And by the way, that is a 45-minute history lesson, and I hope you appreciate it. I want to say one more thing before we jump topics here. You know, I'll leave it up to Patrick Henry to say what I cannot. He said that bad men cannot make good citizens. He said it is impossible that a nation of infidels, unbelievers or idolaters, unbelievers, should be a nation of free men. It's when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. Folks, this administration, along with 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, that preceded this administration have been doing their best to upend your sovereignty by attacking your Christian faith. This just, hey folks, if you're waiting for a revolution, it began a long time ago in this country. And you need to respond accordingly and deal with those that violate your faith. But again, Patrick Henry said when a people forget God, that tyrants forge their chains. A vicissitated state of morals, a corrupt public conscience, is incompatible with freedom. Folks, it is your conscience, America, has been molested by this government to accept that which God forbids. That's why you are in trouble. That is my message, by the way. That is the message of the prophetic. And by the grace of God, I'm not moving because I'm right. And I know I'm right because that's what the Word of God teaches me through the history of men that don't learn through the history of men. The first thing they do and the last thing they do and the last thing that they wish they did was depart wickedly from God. And when they do that, what happens? It's a downhill spiral from that point on. But again, bad men can't make good citizens, said Patrick Henry. He said, it's when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. He said a corrupt conscience is incompatible with freedom. No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to justice. How do you actually bring forth justice? By referencing the law. Moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue. And by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles. And what are our fundamental principles, friends? Our Christian heritage. No free government or the blessing of liberty can be preserved to any people but a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue. And by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles. Furthermore, he said, the Constitution is an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interests. What's happening, friends? Exactly what Patrick Henry, which I believe was a prophet, prophetically warned his posterity, his kids. What are you hearing today? Evil preaches tolerance until it dominates. Then it tries to silence good. Is that what's happening? Yes, sir, it is. Evil preaches tolerance until it dominates. They play the victim while they perpetuate the crime. They hold the shield while they have the spear behind the shield, perpetuating the crime. Evil preaches tolerance until it dominates. Then it tries to silence all that is good. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Folks, over the last 3 weeks, we have been talking about a plethora of topics. The message that we give across the country, from prisons to high schools to elementary schools to the boys' homes to orphanages, radio, television, tea parties, churches, you name it. We got the hat and we got the T-shirt, and we feel that we haven't done enough, friends. We've talked about the media. We've talked about the indoctrination as to what they're bestowing and throwing down the throats of the kids, like it or not. But I have a message for you, America. The young people in this country are regurgitating the indoctrination because they know that they're being lied to. Abortion. They're trying to figure out why the older generation stood down when they should have stood up concerning the topic of those that at will murder the innocent in the womb because the American government sanctioned murder. In the womb, instead of the American people throwing off a couple corrupt judges, the judges commit an oligarchy where few rule over many illegally, and the American people at 97% submit to it. How does that work, America? Homosexuality, the difference between hate and love. We're going to get to DARE in just a couple minutes, and alcoholism. I'll come back to that real quick, and then we'll shoot down to DARE. Folks, what I highlight in my high school program is the downhill spiral as to what happens to a country that forsakes God. But at the very end, I'm going to show you the answer to America's dilemma, and hopefully I can get there by the end of the hour. Suicide. We talked about separation of church and state. Gun control. That's another one coming up. Bullying. Veterans, ADHD, we talked about that. Republic versus democracy, we talked about that. Folks, we got hour two coming up. Stick with us, friends. 1-866-582-9933. We will be right back. Hold up.
T-
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity.